The debate over state retirement plan options continued in Fairbanks yesterday. Legislators will consider a bill next session that would allow public employees like teachers and firefighters to choose between the current 401k type retirement account and a traditional pension. The Senate State Affairs Committee held a hearing on the bill in Fairbanks yesterday. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
At issue are defined benefits and defined contribution plans. The former puts money into a system that guarantees a pension and health care for career government employees. It was the standard until 2006 when the legislature opted for a defined contribution plan, basically setting up individual investment accounts that employers and workers pay into. The value varies with the market, but it's portable, favoring younger and short-term employees. Jesse Keel, staff for Senator Dennis Egan of Juneau, prime sponsor of the pension option legislation, testified it would provide a more secure retirement option.
The defined benefit system guarantees a check in retirement, but it takes a long time to earn that check. It takes longer still to earn a health care benefit in retirement. And the amount of that is fixed by a formula. You can't pump it up, you can't bump it up.
The state did away with the defined benefits out of concern for a growing pension liability, currently estimated at $11 billion. Egan's bill would open up a defined benefit option for new employees and those boxed out of a pension by the 2006 change. Keel said the bill has provisions, including more restrictive health care coverage, designed to keep it from costing the state too much.
Senator Egan is committed to making this a workable bill, and committed to making Senate Bill 121 a good deal for the state of Alaska and for Alaska's public servants.
Several local public employees, including a teacher, firefighter, and road worker, who would have the option of switching to the new plan, testified in support of the bill. Aaron Danielson, a Fairbanks Airport police and fire officer and vice president of the Alaska Public Employees Association, testified that the current defined contribution plan isn't working.
Looked yesterday in preparing for this at my rate of return. Mine's negative 4.32%. It goes up and down in the market, but there is literally less money in there today than the state and I have put in there combined over my term of employment.
Jensen and others said the situation forces workers to the federal government or other states with defined benefits plans. Jensen was challenged by Senator Kathy Geisel of Anchorage, who asked about financial risk in comparing the two retirement options.
Right now, in a defined contribution, you're talking about the fact that you're losing retirement money as the stock market goes up and down. You're living in a risk situation, and you have the option to manage that or allow the state to do it. In a defined benefit plan, who bears that risk?
Senator Geisel also wanted to know why public employees feel entitled to a secure retirement while some private sector workers have no guarantee. Fairbanks Borough Chief Financial Officer Micah Lamb testified that the effect of benefits on salaries is a hidden issue in the debate.
Generally, the DB salaries are lower than DC salaries. And when you talk about in the totality of the cost, when you add in the fact you have to raise salaries to cover, that adds to the fiscal note component.
Lamb said the unrecognized salary costs would likely exceed any plan cost increases. Estimates show it would cost the state over $120,000 to bring in current employees who opt to switch to a DB plan. But after that, normal yearly costs to government would increase minimally from $20,000 in 2015 to $66,000 in 2019 and continue to go up. State actuarial consultant David Schlesinski said the cost increase is driven by health care, not pension.
The defined benefit normal cost paid by the employers is less than the employers are paying for the DCR plan. Therefore, there's actually a savings on pension.
Schlesinski said they estimate 80% of new employees will opt for defined benefits, while 60% of those currently under the defined contribution plan will switch to the DB option. State Deputy Commissioner of Administration Mike Barnhill said Governor Parnell is opposed to the bill due to concern about the escalating cost of defined benefits. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.